Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi everyone, Same Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Fritz, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sandman, I don't want lover bots. I want to go full monk mode. I want to have the technology to block my lust. I want my semen to get reabsorbed into my body. I heard that it takes at least 75 days for semen to mature. I want to become a demigod above lust. I don't want to be a slave to my biology anymore. I want to become a cyborg monk. Well, Fritz, thanks for the donation, and there are a few ways to get what you want. The first is through religion and possibly religious guilt. When I was 20, I was able to shut down my sex drive through prayer and stop fapping. It was mostly religious guilt that got me there. The only reason I started up again was because I was terrified I wasn't going to get another stiffy ever again. Turning it back on and getting it back up took about an hour or so. That's when I realized that if I wanted to possibly have kids one day, I'd need to keep the blood flowing to my nether regions. I had zero desire for sex and lust, and when my boys came out after 40 days, they looked like a stringy bunch of spaghetti. You see, I don't get nocturnal emissions, if you know what I mean, and I never have. So it seems that the body naturally wants to clear the cum out of you, and if you don't, then pasta comes plopping out of your penis when you do release it, at least for me. The second way to shut your desire for sex and relationships off, which I've done right now, is to howl through the second red pill rage, to subconsciously realize deep down inside that the juice is no longer worth the squeeze. I spoke to somebody about this in a recent coaching call. This idea of the red pill rage 2.0 freeing you from women is a game changer that you do by dating as a purple pill man while keeping red pill knowledge in your mind. Eventually, you'll start seeing female nature and manipulation all the time when interacting with your girlfriend or women out on dates. And your unconscious mind will get so sick and tired of it that you'll start to be angry and revolted by them. It's not a long-lasting anger, but it's more intense than the first red pill rage that you get when you first learn about female nature and ask the question, why didn't anyone else tell me all about this before? The third option that I've heard of is chemical. Tina the Transmaxer trying all kinds of hormones, including those that you give to rapists, to eradicate sexual desire. And in the end, for her, the best way to reduce the sex drive was to take female hormones. Yeah, I'm not going to try option number three either. The thing is, a man's sexual drive is usually tied to his testosterone levels. That drive is also what gives him his energy and vitality. If you separate that from a man, he's no longer a man. Is that really what you want, Fritz? To basically be neutered? I never noticed any difference from semen retention. I've always been the same industrious self that I've always been. Some people also say it's not until you turn 35 that your big head starts to take over the thinking for the little one. That was my experience as well as that of Terrence Pop. But not every man goes through that. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to how do I shut my sex drive off without shutting down my male productive drive clown world show. Fritz, there's an old episode of Star Trek where Captain Kirk goes through the transporter, and out come two versions of him, one that's a simp and the other one that's a savage. At the end of the episode, he learns to integrate both of them together because that's what a man does. He puts all the parts together instead of cutting things out. For me, that's what the Red Pill Rage 1 and 2 are about. One is a conscious understanding of women and a desire to shun them, and the other is an unconscious one. Doing that has allowed me to stay the man that I am without shutting down my sex drive. I have zero interest in relationships or love. If that sounds like you, then do a search for Red Pill Rage on my channel and Red Pill Rage 2.0 to give you a better explanation. There have been studies that show that fapping off a few times a week will actually reduce prostate cancer. I'm no biologist, but I'm assuming that if you have old sperm cells sitting in there instead of being used up, then that might lead to cancer. Why would you ever actually want to shut down your sex drive except perhaps for religious reasons? I was doing it for that and it was considered a mortal sin. I've always found that if I could get past the fourth or fifth day, it was pretty easy to abstain after that. Lately, I've had guys contact me and tell me that they were doing it 5 to 10 times a day, some even more. I always thought twice a day was extreme, but that was nothing. When I was growing up, I couldn't take my phone into the bathroom at school and jerk off in the stalls, which one guy told me his son was getting in trouble for. I kid you not. Another trick I've learned is to reprogram my sexual desires.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
By watching or reading material that can't exist in real life. Fapping material, that is. So when I go out and see a hot woman around me, all the guys start losing their minds and some can't control their simping behavior. But I don't care because she doesn't arouse me at all because she's not doing some weird fetish. The trick, of course, is to get into things that you'll never see in real life, because then you have complete control when you go into the real world. Remember that these days, women are working harder and harder to make you harder. They're increasingly taking their clothes off left and right, trying to be titillating, but if I can make my mind see them as sexual appetizers instead of the main course, then they won't have any power over me. Why do you think that women are increasingly getting desperate for attention out there? Many guys are getting off in the privacy of their own home or bathroom stall, and women can't control that. For it's having the desire to boink women in your jeans doesn't need to be eradicated. It needs to be redirected into creative pursuits. You need to subvert your own sexuality to be more productive. Read the early 20th century book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, where he discussed how the wealthiest people in society back then typically transmutated their sexual frustration and energy into constructive things. I found that it's not so much fapping that reduces my drive to produce, but actually getting laid. You're not going to hurt yourself in the long run fapping off once or twice a week. If you want to stop fapping off, sure, that's up to you. I've given you 3 choices to do so, and I've also mentioned that maybe you can also keep yourself so busy and productive that you don't even think about sex anymore, because you're so busy. There's also a potential 4th option to freeing yourself from your sex drive. Years ago, I remember hearing Stardust, now known as the Thinking Ape, bringing up the term intellectually induced asexuality, that somehow he'd become intelligent enough to no longer want women. And speak of Stardust, for the last little bit of the video, I want to deal with a quick question from Greg, where he asks me, why does Stardust hate you? Well, Greg, Stardust thinks that MGTOW should never have gone mainstream, the way I wanted it to when I started making videos back in 2013 and 14. I wanted to grow it and help as many men as possible. He wanted it to be a niche thing. He'd always call me the McDonald's of MGTOW because I was producing short 10-minute sound bites daily instead of 20 or 30 minutes worth of pseudoscientific and academic content. There are a bunch of videos from 2014 to 16 where he was attacking me, and then I was attacking him back. He took the first shot telling people that they shouldn't be getting their red pills in daily doses, and suddenly everyone got pissed off at him. But I think he turned people against me behind the scenes because after that, I was rarely contacted by other content creators in the MGTOW sphere. One guy he turned against me named Colonel Absconder attacked me in early 2014 because I made a video called Christmas Without Women, where I was showing women indoors after a snowstorm had knocked the power out in Toronto in late 2013. And it was all men outside getting civilization back on its feet. He thought this is a horrible thing to do. They were also probably upset with me because I would fill the search results for the term MGTOW, usually 10 to 20 of the top videos, and the first page of results were mine. But back in early 2014, Barbarossa was rarely making videos anymore, and Stardust maybe one every 3 weeks to a month. They gave up spreading MGTOW philosophy. He felt like everything had already been said and that people should go back to his and Barbar's old videos, and that's about it. But that's not how YouTube works. People want new, and the old content just gets buried in the search results forever. They tried PayPal donations to grow their channels, but it didn't work, because there wasn't a big enough audience. I realized the only way to make money and make a living off of this was to build a new audience. So that's what I painstakingly did for years with daily video content. Funny enough, he doesn't hate the guys I've inspired to come into this space like Turd Flinging Monkey. Spetsnaz also couldn't believe that I was doing a video a day. It was a hard thing to do back then. Maybe it was envy on the part of Stardust. I don't know. Maybe he was pissed off that I was going to be bigger in the MGTOW space, a space that Barbar and him had built together. In the end, your guess is as good as mine. Just remember, he didn't want to help all men. He just wanted to hoard the knowledge for a small select few. Was he ever about saving lives or just satiating his ego? You be the judge. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fritz for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that once you go through the Red Pill Rage 2.0, you'll never want to smash anyone again. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that wanted to stop the MGTOW red pill from going mainstream away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.